Okay, so picture this. Almost a million people in just one single month suddenly deciding, right, I'm ditching my phone company, not just, a few thousand here or there. We're talking nearly 1 million individuals making that switch. Where did this even happen? What on earth could cause such a, well, unprecedented rapid exodus?
That's a staggering number. It happened in South Korea. Specifically, it hit their telecommunications market hard,
Okay.
and it was triggered by a major data breach.
Yeah.
SK Telecom, the country's biggest mobile carrier, was the one affected, and it just sent these shockwaves through the entire industry.
Right, absolutely. So this deep dive is really all about understanding that massive event. We're looking at the analysis, the reports we've been given, insights pulled, directly from the reporting on this historic disruption. And we want to unpack the sheer scale, the timeline of how it all unfolded, who actually benefited while SKT lost out, and maybe most importantly, the really crucial lessons this teaches us. Lessons about cybersecurity, how fast consumer trust can just evaporate, and the startling speed of change in, well, our digital world.
It's a really potent case study, isn't it? Showing how interconnected all these things are now.
Exactly. So, diving into these sources, our mission is pretty clear. Okay, let's unpack this. How did a security incident, specifically this data breach affecting sensitive SIM card data, lead to nearly 1 million customers just walking out the door in such a short time?
Well, the numbers themselves are genuinely astonishing. They immediately show you the magnitude of what happened. According to the figures from the Korea Telecommunications Operators Association, 933,509 users switched mobile carriers
Just in May.
just in May 2025 alone.
933,000. That's just an incredible figure to even process for 1 month in one country.
It really is. And to put it in perspective for you, the typical monthly average for carrier switching before this whole crisis hit, back in March, say, it was around 525,937 users.
Okay, so still a lot, but.
Right, but now you're talking about a 77% increase over that norm. We're not just seeing a little bump here.
Yeah, a 77% jump is already huge. But the sources we looked at suggest it didn't just increase, it actually shattered historical records.
That's exactly right. Monthly number portability, that's the technical term for switching carriers but keeping your phone number.
Right.
In South Korea, it usually hovers around that 500,000 mark. But the key thing is it hadn't gone above 600,000 in the previous 5 years.
Wow, 5 years.
Yeah. So the May exodus didn't just break that ceiling, it nearly doubled the historical high. It made it the most significant carrier migration ever in Korean telecommunications history. The speed, the scale, completely unprecedented.
That speed and scale, it sounds intense. So, how did this actually unfold? Did it just happen overnight, or was there a build-up to this mass departure?
The source material lays out a pretty clear timeline, and it shows just how rapid the deterioration was. Things were, relatively stable through the first quarter of 2025, January through March.
Okay.
Monthly switching was around that normal 500,000 megin mark. And SK Telecom, interestingly, was actually doing okay then, steadily acquiring customers from competitors, sort of business as usual.
So they were at a pretty strong position initially then.
Right. Then came April 2025. And that was the turning point.
The breach announcement.
Exactly. SK Telecom announced the major security breach, the one affecting their SIM card data, and you immediately see user switching spike. Significantly, it jumped to nearly 700,000 that month.
Ah, so those were the early warning signs. Customer confidence starting to wobble right after the news broke.
Precisely. And May, well, May was when everything just exploded.
Right.
May 2025 was the peak exodus month. That's when we saw that massive 933,509 carrier switches figure. This was the unprecedented flight of customers from SK Telecom that basically reshaped the market in a matter of weeks.
So while SKT is seeing this this mass departure, shedding hundreds of thousands of users, who was on the receiving end? I mean, nearly a million customers looking for a new home. Who were the winners in all this chaos?
Yeah, the sources are very clear about that market shift. KT Corporation, they emerged as the biggest winner by far.
IT.
They saw a remarkable fivefold increase in customer acquisitions from SKT compared to what they'd normally see. Just in May alone, KT gained 196,685 former SKT users.
Wow, nearly 200,000. And what was their usual number?
Their usual monthly intake from SKT was around 40,000. So that's a 400% increase just from their main competitor.
Wow. Okay, so nearly 200,000 new customers basically handed to them in a single month. What about the others?
Well, LGU plus Philips, they're the third major carrier. They also made significant gains. They attracted 158,625 former SK Telecom customers in May.
Okay.
And that figure essentially doubled their typical monthly acquisition rate from SKT. So big gains for them too.
And it wasn't just the other big players who benefited, was it? I think I saw something about smaller ones too.
Correct. Even the mobile virtual network operators, the MVNOs, the smaller companies who often lease network capacity from the big guys,
yeah,
they saw a collective boost. They gained 85,180 former SKT customers in May. That's about 30,000 more than their usual monthly intake.
Interesting.
Yeah, it suggests maybe a segment of customers specifically wanted to avoid switching to another major carrier after this whole incident.
Hmm, makes sense. And SK Telecom, they were clearly the isolated loser here, as the data shows.
Absolutely. I mean, in stark contrast to their competitors getting these windfalls, and even compared to their own past performance, SK Telecom only managed to attract about 10,000 users total.
10,000. From everyone else combined?
Yes, combined from KT, LGU plus Phase, and all the MVNOs in May. It's just a dramatic reversal. They used to regularly gain 40,000 plus customers monthly from each major competitor. Now, losing hundreds of thousands, gaining barely 10,000.
It's brutal. So let's maybe dig into the details a bit more here. What exactly was the nature of this breach?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of data got compromised at SK Telecom that caused such a, well, visceral reaction?
So the incident back in April 2025, it involved a pretty sophisticated cyber attack, and it compromised sensitive SIM card-related user data.
SIM card data. What does that typically include?
Well, think of the kind of information tied directly to your SIM card. Identity details needed for activation, possibly links to billing information, maybe even usage patterns, that sort of thing.
Okay, so quite sensitive.
Very. And while the full details are, according to the reports, still under investigation, they indicate it affected millions of subscribers. And it exposed this kind of sensitive telecommunications data over potentially an extended period. That's really the core of the trust violation here.
And how did SKT respond when this happened? Did they, you know, try to fix it or mitigate the damage somehow?
They did. They implemented several measures trying to contain the damage, trying to reassure customers.
Like
things like offering a free SIM card replacement program for affected customers. They increased subsidies for device upgrades, trying to incentivize people to stay. They enhanced support services for new smartphone purchases and expanded customer service resources to handle, well, the crisis they knew was coming.
Right. But clearly, I mean, based on those astounding May numbers we just talked about, those efforts just weren't enough to stop the bleeding, were they?
Not even close. The sources explicitly state that despite all these efforts, the response proved insufficient. It just couldn't stem that massive customer exodus.
Hmm.
And what this really shows is that, you know, in the digital age, once that trust is broken so badly, simply offering fixes like a new SIM or some discounts doesn't automatically rebuild that fundamental relationship, especially not when switching carriers is relatively easy for people to do.
Yeah, that ease of switching is key, isn't it?
Yeah.
So thinking beyond SK Telecom itself, what has this incident meant for the wider telecom industry in South Korea? What kind of signals does it send?
Oh, it's triggered significant implications right across the board.
Yeah.
Security standards are now under intense scrutiny industry-wide.
Not just for SKT?
No. Regulatory authorities aren't just investigating SK Telecom's specific failure. They're expanding their examination to include KT and LGU Plus as well. They want to ensure comprehensive security measures are really in place across all the major players. It's been a major wake-up call for everyone involved.
But I imagine there have been legal consequences too.
Yes, absolutely. Multiple class action lawsuits have emerged very rapidly in the wake of the breach.
Okay.
Plaintiffs are seeking damages of around $1 million. That's roughly $750 USD per affected customer.
Yeah.
These legal challenges, they could result in substantial financial penalties for SK Telecom on top of the direct customer losses from the exodus itself.
Right. Adding insult to injury, basically.
Yeah.
So if we put all these pieces together, the sheer scale, the incredible speed, the frankly failure of the response, What does this whole event tell us about consumer behavior and maybe the nature of loyalty in this digital age?
Well, what's particularly striking here, I think, is how this incident really demonstrates that customer trust, which is fundamentally built on data security and privacy these days, has become paramount.
More important than other factors.
It seems so.
Wow.
For a large segment of users, it apparently overrides those traditional factors that companies might have relied on in the past. Things like, you know, competitive pricing, network coverage, specific service features.
Mm-hmm.
When that foundational trust is broken by a breach like this, loyalty just seems to evaporate incredibly rapidly.
So it almost doesn't matter how good your network coverage was or how cheap your plan was. Once you lost that trust through a security failure, customers were just gone.
Exactly. And the speed of the consequence, that's a key insight here too. This wasn't some slow bleed over years. It shows how quickly market leadership painstakingly built over decades, remember, can be significantly eroded in just a couple of months.
Nope.
What might have taken years to unfold in maybe a less connected era happened within weeks, and it's accelerated by how quickly information spreads online now and the ease of digital processes like, well, carrier switching via number portability.
Right.
It really highlights that cybersecurity isn't just an IT department concern anymore, is it? It's fundamental. It's fundamental to competitive survival and just maintaining your position in the market.
So, okay, if we connect this to the bigger picture then,
mm-hmm.
what are the core lessons here for any company operating in the digital space,
mm-hmm.
regardless of industry? What does this SK Telecom situation teach all of us?
Well, it raises a really important question for everyone, I think. Companies now absolutely must view cybersecurity not just as some technical necessity or a regulatory checkbox they have to tick.
It's more fundamental.
It's a core business competency, directly linked to customer trust, market viability, investing in advanced security infrastructure. It's not optional anymore. It's basically a prerequisite for survival.
And how a company handles a crisis like this, that's also under a completely different spotlight now, isn't it?
Absolutely. The SK Telecom incident is just such a potent case study. It shows that maybe traditional crisis management approaches, they might just be insufficient in the digital age.
Why is that?
Because information spreads so incredibly fast now, and consumer reaction is almost instantaneous, and it can be collective. Companies need much more agile, transparent, and comprehensive response strategies. And you can probably expect stricter regulations and oversight moving forward, too, potentially across many industries.
Yeah.
With increased penalties for breaches, maybe mandatory disclosure requirements becoming the norm.
Okay, so let's try and summarize the key takeaways then from this deep dive into the South Korean telecom crisis. We saw, first, the just astonishing scale of the exodus.
Mm-hmm.
933,509 people switching in a single month, May 2025, shattering historical records, nearly doubling the previous high.
Right. And this caused a rapid, really dramatic market shift. It benefited competitors like KT, LGU, plus Elio, even the smaller MVNOs, while SK Telecom, the market leader, suffered these massive losses.
And the core trigger was clear. A sophisticated cyber attack that compromised sensitive SIM card data.
And the undeniable core lesson, I think, highlighted by that rapid customer flight and the failure of the traditional fixes they tried, it's that in our digital age, customer trust, which is fundamentally reliant on data security and privacy, is absolutely paramount.
Right.
When that trust gets broken, loyalty just vanishes incredibly fast. Doesn't matter about the price, the features, other factors. Cybersecurity isn't some technical footnote. It's the very foundation of competitive survival and market leadership today.
Yeah, we've definitely seen how quickly market leadership can just erode and how powerful collective consumer action can be when that trust is lost.
Yeah.
This event, it wasn't just numbers on a spreadsheet, was it? It was nearly a million people effectively voting with their feet, reacting to what they saw as a violation of trust.
Think about it. Consider the sheer speed and scale of that response. Nearly a million people switching providers in mere weeks. All because of the data breach.
So, what does this event truly tell us about the power consumers like you now hold in the digital age? Especially when you collectively decide to prioritize trust above perhaps everything else. And what does that mean for any company anywhere in the world that holds your sensitive data?
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the services you rely on every single day. Your bank, your social media feeds, your online shopping accounts, your healthcare providers, even just the apps on your phone. How quickly could a similar erosion of trust, triggered by a security failure, shift the ground right beneath their feet? It's definitely a question worth pondering for everyone.